Yeah. Robert Jordan, we love you,
bad
my brother.
Things. It's a lot of bad things that they wish and they wish and they wish and they wish and they wish on me.
You're listening to the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast.
Bad things. It's a lot of bad things that they wish and they wish and they wish and they wish and they wish on me. Yeah.
Yo. Good morning. This is your podcaster, Ken Hodge, and welcome to the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. On today's podcast, I'm going to talk about a humorous sequence of events that took place on Sunday, May 30th at the Columbus, Ohio processing plant. It should be interesting, and it's my privilege or my responsibility to share what happened today with the rest of the postal communities, so that if your building ever goes through a power outage, you will not ask Columbus, Ohio for any assistance. I'm going to recap May 30th, 2021, schedule or plan power outage. And if you listen closely to the podcast, you will leave this 20-minute session fully understanding that in Columbus, Ohio, postal management has a very unique way of planning and processing anything. Stand by, because it's going to be interesting.
Hey, Ken, you got to slow it down. Make sure they follow you. Because it's important for people to see that those who are responsible for planning and scheduling of any type of operation fail way more than they succeed. Let's podcast.
Now, I'm going to start the podcast off with a public service announcement to all the non-postal people who hear my show. And I want to say to you, listen to what it is I'm about to present to you about local postal management. And I need you to understand it. So when you hear all this talk about the Postmaster General is the one who needs to leave, let me say to you, way before you ever think of replacing Postmaster General Louis DeJoy, there's a whole lot of people at these local levels that need to be replaced. I'm going to give you a quick synopsis of one set of managers that, when given the responsibility to do, I'm sure, what the post office paid them to do, not even close. Today in Columbus, Ohio, there was a scheduled planned power outage. First, I want to say the scheduled time was 12 hours. That was the time, 5 in the morning to 5 in the afternoon, that was the time that was blocked aside for the plan. And let me tell you, right off the bat, lights were probably out maybe the better part of 2 hours. Now, there was some intermittent, they came on, they had the power back down. But for the better part of maybe 2-3 hours is all we actually lost lights for today, which is shorter than some power outages that I've sat through in the post office and City Gate. But management got involved and they put together a plan. And let me tell you something, and I'm saying this, I'm sorry, as a former manager, I'm saying whoever authorized or okayed those plans, somebody maybe a level or two above that person should really call that person into their office and ask them, what were you thinking? You have a 12-hour power outage period of time set aside for lights only to be out 3 hours. Now, let me walk the plank blindfolded. Based on my knowledge of postal management and postal operations, there is no way that the electric company told the post office that their lights are going to be out for 12 hours. I guarantee you no one said that to them. What you got was the company probably gave the post office a set of hours, and the post office being the post office added additional time to that. In short, what I'm saying is there was no reason to change any schedules, to incur additional maintenance costs with all those additional hours they put in. They had maintenance put in about maybe 2 weeks before, which was not even near enough. But there was no need for that, because if you have a power outage that's going to be 3 to 4 hours, I'm sorry to say it like this, and it may seem rather cavalier, you just eat those 4 hours. There's not anything new. There's no need to change multiple tours to accommodate a 4 hour period where you don't have lights. That is excessive and definitely not needed. But nonetheless, this is what the management group in Columbus, Ohio decided to do. They changed tour one's tour on Saturday night for Sunday, and then they moved tour two's tour back 2 hours. And let me tell you, 12-hour period of time blocked out for about 3 hours of lights out, some more creative management by Columbus, Ohio. That's all that was. Now, you talk about moving schedules. The period of time that the lights were supposed, the electricity, we should have lost power at 05 a.m. We lost power at 07:40. Now, who plans? I mean, you got to remember something here. We're talking about losing power. That means the power company has already decided what they're going to do, what the course of action is, and this is what they're going to do. Now, if the post office knew that you were not going to lose power until 7:45, there's no reason to touch some of the 6 o'clock starts. Now, there were personnel on the dock in other areas that their schedules were not changed. But based on what happened today, and let me tell you something, I do understand that hindsight always gives you 20/20 vision, but I'm simply saying you set up for a plan that you set up for an operation that was never going to exist. Now you inconvenienced, and I use the word inconvenience, two different tours for absolutely no reason. And because you moved those schedules, you now incur an out-of-schedule premium for most of the people who you moved around, and there was no reason to do that. And if your superiors look at what your employees saw today, there is no way they can be happy. If it was back in the day, there will probably be a maintenance manager and a plant manager that was ordered to work tour one for about a month. That used to be the way they smack your hands back in management back in the day. They would just make you work tour one. But let's get back to the fiasco that they call the power outage. We talk about wasted money. You have maintenance personnel coming to work with instructions to just sit in the cafeteria. Now, again, I'm not assuming. Maintenance, if there's no electricity, there are certain levels of maintenance that just cannot take place. But all these folks were brought into work today. I mean, when you talk about just, I don't know. See, back in the day when I was in management, that kind of shit was important. You didn't just get to do what happened today. So you got this group of maintenance folks in there just sitting in the cafeteria, and again, by instructions. You come out onto the work floor, and let me tell you, you had 2 weeks, at least 2 weeks, the plan is. And my understanding is you set it up, so let's not say you had 2 weeks, you gave yourself 2 weeks. There's a lot of coordinating that need to take place when you are working a facility of that size with limited visibility. It is important that postal management understands, just because there is light in a building and in an area, I'm talking ambient light coming from the ceiling, that does not mean you can sort or it's visible to have a full working operation. Now, I seen an employee today. Here's a hand clap to the dedication of some of the employees that work at CityGate. And I can't make this shit up. I was walking down the aisle, and I seen an employee with a clerk. He was a clerk. He had a magnifying glass out so he could put it over the address and know where to sort that flat piece of mail. And when I seen that, I don't know. I mean, I guess that was just awesome to see that somebody cared to that level. But it was pathetic to see that he even had to do that, that he was put in a position to do that. So when postal management put together this idea of attempting to get productivity
and
limited visibility. Was the building lit up?
When
you walk into the workroom floor, the main floor, as you're coming in the front, the main aisleway was illuminated extremely well 3/4 of the way down. Not all the way down, but 3/4 of the way down, right behind the flat area. If you go in the opposite direction, which would mean you're going from the tour office to the dock, the west dock, there's no lights there. Now, that's the avenue of approach that most mail handlers would have had to take once they reported for work, because there is no lights in there, or there is no operations taking place in the other part of the building for a mail handler. Now, you might ask, what about 035? Listen to me very carefully. 035, which is flat prep. I guess some manager got flat prep and manual flats mixed up, so they put additional lights in manual flats, but didn't light up the flat prep area. Now, I know they think that because they opened the skylight, there was light in that area. It was not sufficient to work with, but it did light the area. So because, and they neglected, or they, I guess they thought they had the flat prep area lit up, when in fact they gave instructions to light up the manual flat. So as they sit back, and I'm sure somebody should look at the pros and cons of what took place today, maybe point that out in keynote, there is a difference between manual flats and the flat prep area. And let me say that while in the performance of my postal duty, I overheard a conversation that let me know there was no plan for lighting in 035, but the plan was for manual flats. And the SDO and the maintenance supervisor fixed that on the spot. So
Nate,
I don't
want to
give names, because sometimes if the supervisors make decisions that their bosses should have made, they get a little testy about that. So, but I was there when that happened. So because of that last minute decision that was made, there was light in the 035 area. Again, it was sufficient to light the area, not sufficient to actually run an operation, in whole operation. So we go from no reason to change schedules to lights not even off for nowhere near the amount of time that was projected, to incurring additional costs for out of schedule premiums. And for what? All that should have taken place, and I say this because I swear, I really hope somebody in the post office would look at
postal headquarters.
If you understand this level of decision making, then you will understand you will understand a plethora of other shit that takes place in this building, or other issues. Excuse my language, but I'm not going to erase it. So all I'm saying is to the public, this type of managerial decisions is commonplace in local levels. If you think that's good, then you hold on to that. And then, yes, you keep screaming, let's move out our Postmaster General. But if you really knew, like I knew, the Postmaster General is so far removed right now from actually running the minute-to-minute operations of the post office that you wouldn't even bother that man. Give him an opportunity because, again, one of the most difficult tasks he's going to have, and this is not a Postmaster General DeJoy podcast. This is my way of telling you that local postal management wastes way more time, effort, energy, delivery standards that you ought to really focus on as opposed to who's running the actual post office, if that makes sense. So Columbus, Ohio, I hope if nothing else, you learn from today, because if this is not the last power outage, and I'm sure it's probably not, or if you anticipate not having any more, then you write an action plan and store it away. But if whatever happened today was not intended to eliminate power outages in the future, then you really need to tighten up your action plan. And do you know what really makes this thing, this lack of what I consider inability to plan and schedule for postal management? What makes this worse is the managers in the Columbus Post Office, Columbus, Ohio management, or high-level managers. Our plant manager is what they call a PC's major, which is a postal executive, but major. You have executives, then you have majors. Now, the postal executive major means they're responsible for additional areas. Now, I know under the new Postmaster General's reorganization and how on paper
seems like postal management laid out. Well, that's not doing action. Their own thing. Doesn't matter so what the Postmaster General
said. The decision
that
was made in Columbus can be made in several other plants, and at some point, I have to believe the post office says that was a good decision. Because if you look at that decision and you allow that decision maker the ability or the autonomy to make those decisions in other postal areas, then you're saying what the post office is saying, I agree with what you did, and yes, go and do it again. This is Kenny Hodge, again, giving you somewhat of a inside look at my perception or perspective on how I see Columbus, Ohio postal managers managing, and the way managers manage will have a direct effect on how employees work. So that's all I'm giving you. Maybe you can draw a contrast. But you don't just stop right there at our plant manager. I'm pretty sure that our manager of maintenance makes decisions for other facilities also. Your senior lead MDO, even though we didn't have one at the time, that senior lead MDO makes decisions in other areas also. So what I'm simply saying is sometimes it's not really hard to figure out the direction in which this organization is going. And in order to do that, again, it means you have to sit down and pay attention to what goes on around you. But I know you're busy, and that's why, and I say this humorously, but so sincerely, that's why I make sure I know, so I can put it in my own words and add, as the plant manager likes to say to me, add my color commentary to it and then bring it to you on the podcast.
Tell.
Now, what I need you to do,
everybody,
is I need you to spread the word about the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. I need, again, I'm trying to grow the audience, but more importantly, I want to grow the audience because I want listeners. Now, don't get me wrong, I'll take all listeners, but I want listeners who can appreciate the time that it takes to put this together so I get to show you how postal management moves and how we as a union must collectively come together so we can push back or ward off any of their moves. Because we're stronger, our numbers are bigger, but for some reason, we don't exercise that strength. Have a good day. So listen, let's have a good day today and an even better day tomorrow. This is Kenny Hodge from the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast.